It's Thursday, February 4th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. A Christian family-run bakery in Northern Ireland, which refused to bake a cake in support of homosexuality, was fined £500. And now they are appealing the case to a higher court to be heard today in Belfast. 500 people attended a rally on Monday night in Craigavon, supporting the Asher Bakery, according to Christian Today. Northern Ireland is one of the last holdouts in the entire Western world on homosexual marriage and abortion. 4 Roman Catholic Church leaders were hospitalized after they were attacked by a mob outside of a police station in Tamil Nadu, India, according to UCA News. Open Doors Ministry says at least 9 Christians were killed for their faith in India last year. And the radical Islamic group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for killing 4 Christians in Kenya last weekend. The victims were beheaded or shot to death in their homes. Jesus said this would happen in John 15, "If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me." President Barack Obama visited an Islamic mosque yesterday. He made an official stop at the Islamic Society of Baltimore. The president thanked the Muslim Americans for, quote, "keeping us safe," unquote. Last week, he spoke to a group of Jewish people, and today he will speak at the annual prayer breakfast. Planned Parenthood harvests baby body parts from aborted babies, and the organization gladly admits to it. They break God's law. But do they break man's law? That is the question that interests the media, the courts, and the grand juries. Now, Operation Rescue lawyers have uncovered Planned Parenthood invoices that indicate they may have broken the law in relation to trafficking baby body parts. The invoices in question divide out what they call consent payments from reimbursement for supplies. Attorney Briscoe Kane told The Worldview that they are pressing for another grand jury investigation of Planned Parenthood practices.
You know, we're hoping that the district attorney's office maybe didn't see this evidence. And in light of that, maybe they'll look at it again and recall another grand jury to see that based on the statement of the employee of Planned Parenthood, the one who's in the video, in conjunction with these invoices, that they were in fact